Howie Carr, Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
By the way, do we have Howie Carr?
He's around here someplace. Where's Howie? Where is Howie?
You know Howie Carr?
Howie, where the hell are you? The legendary Howie. He's got that radio going.
We love Howie Carr, right?
Yeah.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
It's Howie Carr.
He's a good guy, isn't he, though?
A great clamor on the text line. They want to hear from Octavio, don't call me Manny Motes, Mamacita in Oklahoma.
Un buen chico. Un muy buen chico.
Yes, he's a very, very good boy. And as far as the MacArthur Park theme song should be, 781 says, I don't think that I could take it if Kamala Harris had made it, and I'd never feel that MAGA again. But it's nothing to worry about, nothing to worry about. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So, you know, you want some more good news today is the fact that you're not going to have to take off your shoes anymore when you go through the security gate. And, you know, the New York Post had a good editorial about this. This after forcing us all to remove roughly 100 million pieces of footwear these past 19 years to no real point except security theater, period. You know, kind of like COVID, right? It was the dress rehearsal for COVID, all that silliness, all that nonsense. And, you know, I didn't know this until I read it. Did you know that travelers under the age of 12 and over the age of 75 apparently can't hide explosives in their shoes as long as they've long been completely exempt? I didn't know that. And of course, forking over $78 to join TSA PreCheck also lets you stay shod. I've heard people complaining on social media saying, I just spent $78, so I didn't have to take off my shoes. Do I get a refund? Could I at least get a couple of free beers at the airport lounge? I mean, it was so pointless. Maybe someday soon, the New York Post said, someone will pay some attention to the matter of the ban on toothpaste over 3.5 ounces. Well, you know, I just happened to get a message from the mailroom manager, and she said, can you order me some of the travel-sized toothpastes to take down to Florida? Because she doesn't, I have some of the sugary toothpaste in Florida, but she doesn't like that. So I ordered it, and then I didn't even think that soon you'll be able to take at least small tubes of toothpaste. You know, it's all on this guy, Richard Reed. Remember him? I called him Robert Reed for a long time because he was an NBA player. But he was this guy from London who was a quote-unquote convert to Islam, and he tried to bring the shoe bomb onto the plane, and then he was disabled by the local infidels who were also on the flight. 844-500-4242. So There's more Trump news story here. Trump moves. This is one I mentioned yesterday. Trump administration withholds more than $100 million from Massachusetts schools. And of course, it's the end of the world, et cetera, et cetera. But they had a story. It was in the Globe, and they had a picture. Coach Mike Rodriguez instructed students at Level Ground Mixed Martial Arts on Monday, because the city pays for summer programs, they will be largely unaffected by the federal withholding of funds. So in other words, the picture had nothing to do with the story. But there's something else here. One of the girls who's learning how to box, and she's got the gloves on, and the coach has got his gloves on, and the person she's going up against has her gloves on. She's wearing glasses. When was the last time you ever heard anyone in a boxing ring wearing glasses? And they look like they don't look like safety glasses. And even at safety glasses, I don't think you'd be putting them on when you were boxing, would you? But you know, I guess there aren't going to be any cutbacks, so there's not going to be any boxing either. 844-500-4242-603. The pre-check is definitely not worth it now. The line is too long as it is, and it's a shakedown. Yeah, it is. It is a shakedown. But it's like if you're the last person to get your car inspected in New Hampshire, you're going to feel pretty stupid, aren't you? They're abolishing inspection stickers. It's the same thing, isn't it? 844-500-4242. So we talked about Brian Murphy earlier, the rogue judge, one of the last appointees, a pablum puking limousine liberal from Shrewsbury, a blow-in from Maryland. And he was one of Biden's last appointees, and I want to find out if we can get rid of him because he was obviously appointed by Otto Penn. But there's another judge in Boston named Indira Talwani, for that is indeed her name, Indira Talwani. She was born here in the United States, but her father's from Punjab, India. Okay, I just mentioned this. This is in her Wikipedia biography. So she has decided that Trump cannot defund Planned Parenthood. Okay? Which is interesting because the big beautiful bill defunded Planned Parenthood. It was signed into law, as you know, by the President of the United States. I thought that was how we learned in high school in civics class, that's how a bill becomes law. Congress passes, the president signs it, and it goes into effect. But Indira Talwani says no. No. And John Heinderacker has a really good column about this. He, you know, again, he's a lawyer and he was just reading it. The complaint is long, 53 pages. It asserts that Planned Parenthood is a wonderful organization and that various people have been wanting to defund it for a long time. It appears that on Planned Parenthood's legal theory, it can only be defunded by a Congress that doesn't want to defund it. So given that Planned Parenthood is a wonderful but widely disliked organization, on what theory can the legislation just be ignored? It is customary in drafting complaints to make count one the plaintiff's core legal claim. You don't have to do it, of course, but it's the usual practice. Here, the first count in Planned Parenthood's complaint alleges that Congress's defunding is a bill of attainder, and thus is unconstitutional under Article 1, Section 9. A bill of attainder is a criminal offense. It's declaring a person guilty without due process. You know, kind of like they did to Karen Reed or Donald J. Trump. I don't think you could do that to an organization. John Heinderacker says, this is so stupid, it doesn't deserve comment. Of all the absurd orders that have been entered by rogue Democrat Party judges, this might be the worst. Talk about an imperial judiciary. And it was done here in Boston. Again, all bad things come back to Boston. I don't know where she's from. She's not from around here, though. Judge Talwani has issued an order that implicitly holds a federal law to be unconstitutional without even hearing from both sides and without any legal proceeding on which a finding of unconstitutionality could possibly be based. This based on arguments that are on their face are weak, if not absurd, and enjoins the executive branch from complying with federal law. A bill of attainder. For an abortion promoting organization. 844-5. You want some more stupid stuff from Massachusetts? They got a new state rep down in Attleboro. I think he took the place of Hero, the guy that knocked off Hodgkins as the sheriff of Bristol County. His name is Jim Hawkins. He is proposing legislation to ban law enforcement officers, local, state, or federal, from wearing masks and personal disguises while on duty. I'd like to see them be up front if they're detaining people. They should know ahead of time. They should have a warrant signed by a judge, said Hawkins. What a boob. So I'm going to guess that he would say it was unconstitutional to say that demonstrators who are, you know, committing crimes, looting, firebombing, murdering, shooting guns, that that would be illegal to require them to remove their masks. The ban, and then here's the joke. The ban would not apply to surgical or N95 respirators designed to stop the transformation of airborne diseases. Dr. Fauci signed off on this bill. Or masks designed to protect against exposure to smoke or toxins during a state of emergency. This is just so ridiculous. I mean, can these people virtue signal anymore? 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, being the last TSA pre-check paying customer is like the last Catholic who was doing time in purgatory for eating a hamburger on Friday. Purgatory? Officer Mark, you may not be as old as me. I was told you went to hell if you ate a hamburger on Friday. Even if you, had a slice of pepperoni pizza. Didn't even have to be Meat Lover's pizza. Just one pepperoni slice, and you were doomed to hell for all eternity. 844-500-4242. Oh, man. The people are... You talk about the New Hampshire inspection. I gave the IRS $200 for a suppressor tax stamp 3 weeks before the BBB passed. Can I apply for a tax return on that now? There are a lot of unanswered questions about all these changes that are being made. All the changes are good, though. They're good changes, but some people get caught in the lurch. You know what I mean? 844-500-4242. What is the most common question that J.J. Manning auctioneers get asked? The question is, why would someone ever auction their real estate? Why don't they just list it for sale? Well, the answer is, when you sign on with J.J. Manning auctioneers, you actually are listing your property for sale. You're listing your property for an auction sale. In a J.J. Manning auction, you bypass the exhausting negotiations and you bypass all the weasel clauses. You sell your property as is and contingency free. This means no contingencies for inspections, for financing, or for anything else that could change the deal. For the straightforward, no-nonsense thinker, like all my listeners, auction is the most efficient way to sell your valuable real estate. In a J.J. Manning auction, you set the terms, you control the P&S, and you pick the closing date, period. Working with J.J. Manning, you're in the hands of a 50-year firm with over 16,000 auctions under their belts. There is no distress involved in your sale, and your property becomes their next project. Here are some upcoming auctions from Howie listeners. Mid-September, a home in the Oak Bluff section of the Vineyard. Also mid-September, a home in Lincoln, Mass. On almost 3 acres. So if you have commercial, residential, or land to sell, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today and mark it sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by my new Where's Chloe t-shirt. I'm wearing it right now, along with my Market Basket hat. We have just a small batch of these tees to get yours today to memorialize the memory of Chloe, the wonder dog, now rehomed.
Poor dog died.
They say she didn't die, but they lied about a lot of stuff during that trial, didn't they? To get yours today, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. Where's Chloe? Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is what will be the outcome of the Fed's Russiagate conspiracy probe against Brennan and Comey? No indictment, indictment but no conviction, or conviction and prison?
Indictment but no conviction.
That's in the lead right now at 48%. 39% say there will be no indictment. 13% say conviction and prison.
All right. 508 says, Manny Mota, I love it when you come up with a guy three of us remember.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Borbón, Manny Mota. Mota.
I dare say it's a lot more than three people remember Manny Mota. 860, how is that mask law against federal officers constitutional? State government cannot dictate how the federal government runs, including their uniforms. Ah, of course. It's called virtue signaling, you know? This guy, Hawkins, sees Judge Murphy getting National Ink, Indira Talwani getting National Ink. So he's not a judge, but he can make MSNBC. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Uh-oh, the Democrats got a problem now, Howie. The judge is trying to stop Trump from defunding Planned Parenthood. But wait a minute, that's going to make her a supporter. And the Democrats a supporter of the Nazi Party because Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, mired Adolf Hitler's eugenics and supported it.
Yeah, but David, they tried to use that against Hillary Clinton. She got the Margaret Sanger Award, didn't she, when she was running for president? And she didn't care. She was, as long as you're a Democrat, you can get away with stuff like that. Reed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Reed.
Hey, so I was calling about the mask law, and I understand what the last caller just said. I agree with him that state can't make federal people. But do you actually agree that law enforcement should be wearing masks to hide themselves?
I would not suggest it, but I mean, in this case, there is a danger when you have social media has been trying to dox these guys and threatening them. They got shot. The Antifa transgender shot them in McAllen, Texas. They killed another nut in some other part of Texas. They got attacked in San Francisco today. Yeah, I don't blame them for where there. It's happening in Boston too. Do you blame them?
Yeah, I kind of do. I mean, we can't have people running around with masks on. We don't know whether they're really.
But we do, Reed. We do have people wearing masks around. They're called Black Lives Matter during the riots. They were wearing masks. How about all the people who took over Columbia University and NYU and MIT and Harvard and everywhere else? They were all wearing masks, weren't they? Nobody complained about that, did they? Wait a second, Reed. Did you complain about all the people running? From the river to the sea, Palestine must be free, and bleep the Jews. Were you complaining about all those people wearing masks?
Yes, I do. I complain about all those people that think that they did.
I don't think so, Reed. I'm sorry. I think you're a seminar caller. Frank.
The other part of this is that the cartels, the Mexican drug cartels, are involved in a lot of this, and they are notorious for killing family members. And if they can figure out who somebody is, then they're going to go after their family. Right. Yes, absolutely. That's why they need to be masked.
They're shooting ICE agents. They're luring them outside and then shooting them. Transgenders with AK-47s and AR-15s. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 980, I didn't know you had to see their faces to know they were cops. Thought it was the three large letters on the front and back of their chests. Yeah, there's that too. And plus, they know they're criminals, right? They know they're in the country illegally. They're not undocumented. Like they left their driver's license in the house when they took the dog out for a walk. You know, they're in the country illegally. 844-500-4242. They wear the mask to be undercover and anonymous as a strategy. But it's all BS because they wanted to force you to wear the masks. Remember that? It was more performance theater, thanks to the Red Chinese and Dr. Fauci and the Democrat Party back four or five years ago. They said it was okay for all the Muslim savage foreign exchange students to wear masks when they were running around screaming and chasing Jewish students up and down the campus in the quad, the yard. But, you know, now the cops are trying to round up criminals and, it's a bad, you can't do it. You can't wear masks. We have to be allowed to dox you. We have to be allowed to send our transgender shooters to get these guys. And they were going after their kids. Todd Lyons talked about this. He put out press releases, the acting head of ICE from Boston. They arrested a guy. They arrested some soy boy who was actually putting out the names of where the ICE agents lived and where their kids went to school. That was crap Whitey Bulger used to do with reporters. But now you have these Democrat gangsters claiming they have the moral high ground to do this stuff when people are enforcing the law to get criminals, savage criminals on welfare out of the country. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, Captain.
Hi.
A couple of points. I've got a real problem with the Epstein files. I voted for Trump twice. I believe in what he's doing. All of us, and he campaigned on the Epstein files. That was one of his platform issues. And all of a sudden, there's nothing. And if you listen to Trump, Trump said it's time to move on.
He did. He did. It was not a good moment for Donald Trump's presidency, nor for Attorney General Pam Bondi.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just so upset by it because I support this guy. I like what he's doing. But you've got the Epstein files and then all the fraud that Musk uncovered in Washington.
Yeah.
Has anybody been prosecuted for that, or has anybody gone to jail? No.
Sending money to transgender operas in Peru. I mean, it's not a crime. It is a crime against the taxpayers, but there's nothing on the books that says you can be put in prison for it. You just got to stop it. And remember, Frank, until yesterday, there was an injunction against even firing any of these people, let alone prosecuting them. I mean, they're having to put out these fires one after another. I mean, the Planned Parenthood injunction, I guess it's still theoretically on the books. I mean, it is the most ridiculous one yet, but it's, you know, they don't care. The judges don't care because they're not judges. They're operatives, they're activists, and they know the way to make sure that they're accepted in the cult, in the hive, is to do this kind of nutty stuff. And you gotta think what the alternative is. I mean, I didn't like what he said, and I wasn't impressed. I thought he really overreacted, and he was very, the fact that he was so defensive showed me that there was something amiss. But what are you going to do? I mean, I'm not the biggest Pam Bondi fan, but I do like Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. I trust those guys. They've been in the trenches. All right, thank you. 844-500-4242. 978. I'm on a flight right now from Boston to Chicago listening, and there are still a bunch of nuts wearing masks. When does the madness stop? I don't know. I ask myself the same question every time I see somebody wearing a mask, and you do still see them. And it's usually a certain type that's wearing them, you know, but it cuts. It's like, when a cult takes hold, there's always going to be people who aren't going to switch over no matter what happens. You know, the pagan religions lingered well into the Middle Ages in Rome, in Europe. And it's the same. This is a cult. This is a religion. Same with the climate cult. You know, there are still people.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. We're not going to deprogram you, Greta. You could be what you want to be. But it's like Trump says, you know, you want to have an electric car, you can have an electric car. Just don't tell everybody else they have to have an electric car. You want to get rid of your gas stove? You go ahead and get rid of your gas stove. Don't tell me I got to get rid of my gas stove, okay? 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 42. I got to play Dana Bash. She is so bad. She was so bad with Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, on Friday. So this is last year after the flood in North Carolina. And you remember what happened. The FEMA people went out and they were not going to anybody that had a Trump sign in the front yard. They just weren't doing anything anyway. They finally had to organize like volunteer groups, you know, like former military people that had small craft, small airplanes to bring in supplies because the mountains of North Carolina, all the Appalachian mountains up and down the spine of the East Coast, they were all wiped out and nothing was happening. So Dana Bash was very angry. After two weeks, Donald Trump started making this an issue, saying, what's going on here? How come all the areas that vote heavily Republican from Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, how come all these areas aren't getting taken care of? Cut three, Dana Bash.
Falsely accusing federal relief agencies of maliciously withholding and misusing aid. Take a listen.
We give foreign countries hundreds of billions of dollars, and we're handing North Carolina $750. If you want a president who won't even try to save you when the floodwaters are rising, vote for Kamala.
What you just heard is not true. They're rumors and they're lies, and they are hurting the very people that thousands of FEMA emergency responders are trying to help.
It's raw blowing politics, off the Trump
dangerous
houses.
Politics. A lot of the people who are believing these lies are Trump voters. Why is he spreading misinformation in a crisis like that? And does that concern you about your fellow North Carolinians?
You have migrants being housed in luxury hotels in New York City. We have paid so much money from our tax dollars into the crisis that didn't need to happen. We could redirect money to help people immediately on the ground in North
but
Carolina.
Laura, they're
in
saying
Florida,
that they
we're
have
probably going to have a
but
situation
that's a separate,
coming up
that's
in the
a
next
separate,
several days.
That's a separate tranche of
no
money. That's a separate tranche
okay.
of money.
I think that's Lara Trump because she's from North Carolina, not that part of North Carolina. She's from the coast, but she is. Yeah, she would be the person they would put out. OK, so Dana Bash is saying after 2 weeks, Trump is trying to politicize. OK, so this is that was what 9 months ago, 9 months ago, Trump was accused of politicizing it. Two days after the Guadalupe River in Texas floods and kills all the people in Kerr County, this is Dana Bash, cut four.
Just talking about the federal government and even the local government, two Texas National Weather Service offices involved in forecasting and warning about flooding on the Guadalupe River are missing some key staff members. A director of the NWS Union told CNN that the Austin San Antonio office is missing a warning coordination meteorologist due to the Trump administration's buyouts. Do you have any indication whether those or other cuts helped play a role in the fact that the people in the flood zone were not prepared and certainly not evacuated?
If a Democrat screws up a flood or a natural disaster of any kind, it's not a big deal. You can't talk about it. Even if the FEMA workers are getting orders not to go near the Trump houses, you can't talk about it. But if 2 days afterwards, you got somebody lying, they had extra people on. The fact is, the flood happened after midnight. The warnings went out, but people were asleep. But, you know, if it weren't for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Lara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lara.
Yeah, hi. I just want to mainly talk about when the whole COVID thing started. Where I live, I'm not lying. I probably wore my mask at the total the whole time, the whole thing, the last years, maybe an hour. I just had it hanging off my chin.
Right.
But I wasn't allowed to go on the bus. I was asked to leave Walmart. But I had the mask. I did have the mask on. It just wasn't always over my face. And the only reason I say that is because the first thing I thought of, I'm a human being. I need to breathe.
I know. And what about the little kids, Lara? We were adults when they put this ridiculous diktat on us. I mean, what about a little kid? I mean, if you're 4 years old, you spent like half your life not being able to see people's smiles. It was horrible.
They hauled off a gentleman out of the eyeglass place from Walmart. Because he was very confused why he's trying to talk and with the mask and trying to talk, and they just escorted him out of the store.
How about when you used to see guys on motorcycles with masks on? With masks! I should see him on the interstate highway going down to Boca to Newsmax. It was insane. All I know is all the ICE agents have to do if this stupid bill passed. It's unconstitutional, but say it passed. Just say I'm a COVID nut. I'm a nut. I wear this when I go to Whole Foods. You don't even see them in Whole Foods much anymore. Thank goodness. 844-500-4242. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. Great show. I agree with the masks. They should be able to wear them. But I'm calling about these court-appointed lawyers.
Yes.
And them not working. And them letting prisoners out of jail.
I know.
And, I mean, we spent all this money on illegal aliens, and now we can't even keep our own criminals.
I know. The public defenders, they get $65 an hour, I think, and that's not a lot of money for a lawyer. But if they could get jobs paying more, they'd be making more. And they can't get the jobs paying more, so they have to make $65 an hour, and that's pretty good for most people. And I don't get it. And you're right. I mean, they keep complaining. Well, you know, we're losing $100 million in education funds. Well, we're spending like over $1 billion a year on illegal aliens. They've spent just on the foreign freeloader flop houses. They've spent $3 billion. $3 billion. And they don't have enough money for these lawyers, and they don't have enough money for these after school programs. Thanks for the call, Kathy. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah. Hi, Howie. I am a big Trump supporter. I voted for him 3 times. I went to January 6th. I went to rallies. I actually was at the rally in Bangor, Maine, when he first ran, and I saw you there. What I'm disappointed in right now is, well, the Epstein files, but also the amnesty talk that he started to say in Iowa.
Yeah, but I mean, that was just for just for a few agricultural workers. I mean, that wasn't, you know, this thing Charlie Kirk said, and I have no doubt that he was, that he was approached by people who, deep staters who wanted overall amnesty. But there was never going to be an overall amnesty, Kathy.
Well, I hope so, because I love the guy, and I'd hate to lose faith in him. I know he's receiving pressure from all kinds of people, all kinds of sides and stuff, but if he caves, I can't support him anymore.
Yeah, well, he will never cave on an overall amnesty. I mean, you know, he learned from Kennedy, not from Kennedy stabbing Reagan in the back. I mean, in 1985 or 86, they said, well, you know, just approve an amnesty, 3 million people, and then there won't be any more. We won't allow any more illegal immigration. And it didn't work out, obviously. I mean, and Reagan said later, after he left, you know, before he went all Joe Biden, he said that was the biggest mistake he ever made as president, was going along with the amnesty. Trump will never do that. And, you know, I don't think that they're going to do too much with the agricultural workers. They just don't want to get the prices up. But I don't think there's any need really for a lot of illegal aliens, you know, in agriculture. You know, you do have automation, and you do have Americans that are still doing those jobs. A majority of people working in agriculture are still Americans. 844-500-4242-844. People are talking about it. They used to see people out on the ocean. 844-500-4242. I want to let you in on something real, not the usual Wall Street noise. You know, I've been around the block. I've seen bubbles, crashes, bailouts, and political insanity. That's why when I find something that actually makes sense, I pay attention. Lassiter Capital is different. They help investors like you, doctors, business owners, retirees, connect capital to wealth through private real estate investments that offer cash flow, equity appreciation, and serious tax benefits. This isn't some speculative stock or gimmick. We're talking about real assets managed by a team with over $600 million under management and decades of experience navigating markets just like this one. Their opportunities are exclusive to accredited investors, but if that's you, I strongly suggest you check them out. Go to investhowiecar.com right now. That's investhowiecar.com, and start building real wealth the right way. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey,
you there?
Howie.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are you, Howie?
Good.
Back when the masks at the schools started, so we applied for it, right? So
yeah.
Everybody's going to school with the mask. So my daughter, after like a week, 2 weeks, started developing this rash in her face.
Yeah.
Because she has sensitive, some kind of psoriasis, not really psoriasis, but that skin stuff, that scaly and
yeah,
stuff.
That crap, all those masks were made out of crap. I mean, you know, it's not good to have that kind of stuff on your skin, no matter what kind of skin you got, Bob, you know? Whether you got psoriasis or not. Plus, it's hard to breathe, and it's just bad. How old? Yeah, it's just a bad thing. 844-500-4242-781. Can Republicans stop being erratic girls? One little story that's likely fake, amnesty, and they get all upset about it and don't support Trump. Good Lord, stop. Don't watch mainstream media. I'm Howie Carr.